Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. Ever feel like you're walking through life on autopilot, barely registering the emotions swirling around you? You know that feeling when a conversation takes a turn and you're completely oblivious to the underlying tension or joy? Today, we're diving headfirst into something crucial: building emotional intelligence and empathy. Why is this important? Because understanding our own emotions and those of others is like having a superpower. It unlocks better relationships, clearer communication, and a whole lot less stress. Think about it: being able to read the room, sense someone's mood, and respond with genuine compassion can make all the difference in navigating even the trickiest situations. It's not just about being nice, it's about building real connections based on understanding and respect. So, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready for a quick boost of knowledge that'll change how you interact with the world. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your emotional intelligence. First off, self-awareness is king. It's about knowing your own emotions' triggers and how they impact your behavior. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through your feelings instead of letting them run wild. Think about those moments when you feel overwhelmed. What specifically sets you off? What are the warning signs before you reach your boiling point? Recognizing these patterns is the first step to managing them effectively. Next up, we have self-regulation. This is all about controlling your impulses, then responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Ever sent a text message in anger that you immediately regretted? We've all been there. Self-regulation involves taking a moment to breathe, calm down, and choose a response that aligns with your values and goals. Now, let's talk empathy. This is where the magic happens. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes, trying to understand their perspective, and responding with compassion. Imagine this. You're having a tough day, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Now picture a friend offering a listening ear, truly hearing your concerns and validating your feelings. That's the power of empathy. Communication is key. It's about expressing yourself clearly and honestly while also actively listening to others. Think about those conversations where you feel genuinely heard and understood. Those are the moments that foster connection and build strong relationships. Practice active listening. Pay attention not just to words, but also body language and tone of voice. Finally, social skills. This encompasses everything from building rapport to navigating difficult conversations with grace. It's about being adaptable, respectful, and able to read social cues effectively. Remember, everyone is different, so approach interactions with curiosity and a willingness to learn. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event, feeling a little awkward and unsure how to break the ice. Suddenly, you notice someone standing alone, looking just as uncomfortable as you are. You take a deep breath, remembering our 5 takeaways. Self-awareness tells you that you're both feeling anxious. Self-regulation helps you keep your cool. Empathy allows you to understand the perspective. Communication prompts you to strike up a conversation. And social skills guide you on how to make a genuine connection. Boom. You approach them with a friendly smile, introduce yourself, and ask about their experience at the event. You listen attentively, share your own thoughts honestly, and before you know it, you've forged a new connection based on understanding and shared experiences. So there you have the 5 powerful keys to unlock emotional intelligence and empathy. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop learning. And that's a wrap for today's Brainstorm Boost. I want to hear from you. How do these takeaways resonate with you? What practical steps can you take this week to boost your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep those ideas flowing and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.